Hello, this is Mike Harbath with Revenue Rocket and another Shoot the Moon podcast, recorded this week from my home in Prior Lake, Minnesota. Hopefully all of you guys are doing well and staying healthy out there and not going too stir crazy now, having had a couple weeks behind us and stay-at-home orders in most of the country, not all of the country, but I guess most of the country. We today are going to talk about three steps to protect your business during the crisis so that you can have actionable steps and be thinking about that. Hopefully many of you by now have implemented many of these steps, but we thought it'd be important for you guys to take heed of some of this advice. It's critically important as business owners and executives to sort of inventory and quantify your exposure in times like this. You know, as COVID-19 kind of eats away at the health of our businesses and the country, it's critical to, take stock, look in the mirror, and really know, what's going on, both of your physical health and being careful about that, but also, the economic health of your business. As you know, as an entrepreneur, it's really all about managing risk, managing the risk in your customer base, managing the risk of delivery in your business as an IT services business. And ultimately, if there's going to be risk associated with cash flows associated with your clients, step one, as we sort of look at very tactical steps, you need to look at what industries you're in and kind of where your revenue is distributed amongst them, particularly if you have exposure to hospitality, travel, auto, industries that are going to immediately and have been immediately impacted by this crisis. And you need to make sure that you have determined with those clients kind of where you are with them and how their businesses are doing, so you can determine whether you have a significant collection risk. You've heard us say before that our experience has been, and certainly this has been proven, that our clients that have focused on a vertical market and sort of a narrow set of technologies have been, for the most part, fortified against this crisis. They've not laid off folks. If you have a diversified strategy, which many would think that during these times would be a great idea, most of those clients that are widely diversified in industries have already had layoffs, and those that have been verticalized have not. And I think it's important to understand that's just the reality of what we hear every day from our clients as we work with them, but also folks inside of our network that we talk to on a regular basis. I certainly, don't want to gloss over the fact that if you happen to focus on one of these super, these industries that were highly impacted, that you may have some significant negative impact on your business in the short term. We think that the market's going to come back pretty quickly in Q3. It really becomes a fairly, even for you, if you're focused on, hospitality or travel or, auto industry example, that you have a Q2 problem and you need to manage through how do you solve the Q2 problem. I think most of these guys, as they start to get back in the saddle in Q3, certainly will need your service. Most of the market, I think, determines almost all of the IT services type companies we work with as a necessary service. If you're providing infrastructure managed services or custom applications that are core to the business operation or maintenance of those, or implementing apps that are in support of their business, those things can't get really turned off. They need to be, continue to be implemented and enhanced as time goes on. So, certainly take stock, again, to review step one, take stock of the industry you're in and make sure that you're having conversations with those clients about how they're impacted, and make sure you know how that will impact your business. Step two is really about protecting cash flow and, working with your customers in advance to prioritize your payments as essential. I think that having a conversation with those clients about how they plan to pay, certainly we've seen good success in offering early pay discounts. We'll also give you a way to vet if those industries are going to be impacted by the virus and at what level, so that you can plan your cash flow appropriately. I would, certainly take collections very seriously and secure those receivables one way or another. As you guys know, there's several government programs that are out there now, including the PPP program and the EIDL SBA loan program and a variety of other support programs that are designed to help small businesses get through this time if you've been severely impacted. Those are generally designed in order to provide you a cash flow bridge should you have clients that are either slow pay or no pay during this time. And I would encourage you to get with your banker to investigate those programs as needed. Also, you can right-size your organization to align to that new cash flow reality as needed. That certainly is not our preferred recommendation, but you have to do what you have to do to, survive through this time. And, step three, I'd recommend that you guys look, you look at all options, right? You may have not wanted to consider retooling a strategy to be more verticalized or more specialized at this time. But for the clients that we have that are in the process of doing that, they're saying getting that done properly is critical to their long-term success, and they're continuing to work on those engagements. And if you have the luxury of not being severely impacted by this downturn, it might be a time to look into that. And we have details about that on our website under our SVP model, as we call it, that would help you get that figured out. It also may be an opportunity to look at a merger or some sort of a M&A transaction in support of fortifying your business. And this is a critical step that may be required. We have several clients that are accelerating their M&A activity as a way to de-risk. For example, come together with either competitors or friendly competitors that are working in the same market or the same vertical, or expanding their business as part of a combination effort. And, we have a lot of things going on that front in our business personally. So, as you guys think about resources to use to help you think about opportunities to, facilitate the, your kind of mitigating risk for the COVID 19 virus in the business, certainly feel free to get on our website at revenuerocket.com and take a look at the tools that are there as well. As always, we're here for you. Love to hear about any questions you might have. Or experiences that you're having. You can certainly drop us a line at info@revenuerocket.com. Feel free to reach out, give us a call. With that, we'll tie a ribbon on it for this week. We look forward to you hearing from us all next week. Take care.